Welcome to the Sunday Monday Show, a podcast about being bold in faith, work, and life. I'm your host, Jane Kennedy. Let's get down to business. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Sunday Monday Show. Jane here, and this is being recorded. It's Thanksgiving week. I hope that if you all are able to travel to see your families or be with your families, I hope it's beautiful. And I hope that if you are not able to do that, you're also enjoying the grace of some rest and a little bit of a reset before we leap into the rest of the year and Advent and the holidays and Christmas. Today for this episode, I wanted to do something that I used to do a while ago and haven't done in a while, and that is just lead a just a guided meditation. I love these. Like, anytime I'm listening to a podcast and they're like, just stop what you're doing and like just sit down and pray, I feel like the Lord really blesses that time. And I think sometimes it's really, really helpful to have another person lead in meditation, because I think that it just can open up different parts of our heart and help us to pray in ways that we don't normally pray. And so whatever you're doing, if this is a good time, keep playing. If not, maybe pause, save it for later. I personally love praying when I'm walking or driving. So if you're walking or driving, this could be a great use of time. Or if you want to just wait and pray when you have a chance to sit down and maybe pop into a church or something more quiet, you can do that too. But without any further ado, let's get started. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, teach us to pray. God, please help us to enter more deeply into this time with you. We know that at every moment of every day, you are knocking on the door of our hearts, inviting us to come to you, to be with you, to speak with you, to love you and to receive your love. And we pray that in this time of prayer, we might leave aside all of the things that are distracting us and open our hearts completely and totally to you and what it is you want us to know about you and about ourselves today. And God, today we will look to the prayer that you taught us, that Jesus taught us, the Our Father, as our guide for prayer. And just help us to today receive the words of this Our Father in a way that maybe we haven't before. In this prayer we've heard so many times, Lord, help us to understand it in a new way. Allow it to unlock a new part of our hearts and our minds, and give more of ourselves to you. Our Father, God, you are our good, good Father. You love us more than we could ever fathom. You created the entire world, yet you still know us. You number the hairs on our heads. There is not anything about us that you do not know. And even still, you love us completely and totally, with more love than we could ever fathom. And as our Father, you are always and constantly working good in our lives. You see the big picture, and always and in everything, you are working our circumstances for our good, to draw us closer to you, to help us grow in virtue and in trust. Thank you for being our good shepherd, for leading us, for guiding us, for protecting us, especially and even for the things we never see, all of the ways that you are protecting us and fighting for us that we will not fully understand until we're in heaven with you. Thank you. Who art in heaven. God, you created the heavens and the earth. We are simply blown away when we look around the world you've given us at its beauty, God. The skies, the trees, the animals, the waters. You are above all and you are in all, God. Help us to never forget your omnipotence. Hallowed be thy name. God, your name is holy. And so frequently it is not respected as holy, and it's used as slander and an exclamation of excitement or surprise. And God, we just ask that we might remember the holiness of your name and the holiness of who you are. The ancient Israelites couldn't even call you by name because your name was so holy. And yet you've invited us to know you by your name as human, as Jesus, as God our Father. Help us to honor and protect this name, God, and to have it always on our lips. At moments of fear or excitement or joy, God, help us to always look to you and to proclaim your name, to invite you into every moment and to sanctify each moment of our lives. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. God, help us to never forget that you and your will are the absolute best things that could ever happen to us and to our lives. Help us to pray every day that your will might be done in heaven and on earth, in our lives and in the lives of those we love. Help us to trust in you and to trust that your will is always being worked out. Even when we make mistakes, even when we're confused, God, even when things seem so confusing and we cannot imagine what you're doing, we pray still that your will be done and that your kingdom come, God, and that when your kingdom comes, we might all be ready, united to you in relationship and in love, claiming our place as your sons and daughters. Give us this day our daily bread. Lord, you know what is on the heart of each one of us right now. You know the things that we are praying for, the things we're crying for, the things we desire with all of our hearts. But more than that, you know what we need. You know what we need to grow in virtue. You know what we need to grow in sanctity. You know the idols we need to release, the fears we need to give to you, God. You know it all. Thank you for giving us everything that we need in abundance, God. For giving us food and shelter and jobs and people who love us and the Eucharist and our faith, God. Thank you. There is not a day that goes by that we do not lie down to sleep, that we cannot thank you for thousands and thousands of ways that you provided for us in that day, God. Your divine providence is always working. We pray for our petitions, God. We pray for the things that we want, for our longings, for our desires, and for the things that we need to be sustained, God. And we ask that you hear those prayers. And we know that you hear those prayers. And that in your goodness, you are always responding to them. Forgive us our trespasses, God. There are so many moments that we do not live up to the call that you have on our lives. Moments where we lie, where we are lacking integrity. Moments when we're lazy. Moments when we gossip and complain. When we're not good stewards of our money or our time or our health or our sleep, God. Moments when we do and say things that hurt others, that don't respect and honor their dignity that you've bestowed upon them. And of course, there are so many moments that we hurt you, God, that we don't love you the way we should, that we don't run to you as quickly as we should, God. And yet you are an ocean of mercy, and you forgive us always and in everything and so many times, God. You never fail to forgive us. And so we just thank you so much for the mystery of your mercy, without which we would be completely lost. And we also ask that we might be inspired by your mercy, so that in our own lives we can forgive those who have hurt us. As we forgive those who trespass against us, God, please give us every grace we need to forgive those who have hurt us, to turn the other cheek when we've been embarrassed or humiliated, to have the humility to receive the rebukes and the criticisms of others without it changing our deep understanding that we are your beloved children. Help us to stand for justice, God, but also to have the humility to receive the things that other people do in our lives without getting deeply riled up or frustrated or hurt. God, help us to receive others and to forgive them, knowing that in the way that others hurt us, we have most definitely hurt others as well. And because we've received your abundant mercy, Lord, we just ask that we might have the grace to also extend that to those who we love and those in our lives. And lead us not into temptation. God, every single day, there are countless moments of temptation. Temptation to be anything but the people we were called to be, the people of character and virtue. Temptations to take shortcuts. Temptations to put other things ahead of you. To look at our phone instead of pray. To sleep in instead of go to mass. To walk past the person on the street who's asking for help instead of looking at them and engaging with them and giving them what we can. Temptations to be selfish with our money, with our time, with our resources. Temptations to do and say things we know we should not. God, we just ask you might send your Holy Spirit on us to convict us of these moments where we struggle to say no to temptation. For these moments where temptation arrives out of nowhere, God, we ask that you might equip us with everything we need to choose you. And we pray for the grace that when we do fall into temptations, God, we might run back to you so quickly into your loving arms. Deliver us from evil. God, we live in a world where there is constant attack, and the enemy is here, and he is constantly trying to pull us from you, to pull us from your arms of love, from the arms of trust. And we pray for you. We pray for the intercession of our guardian angel, for the intercession of Saint Michael, to protect us from any lies, from any attacks on our identity, on our goodness, on your love for us, God. We know you have won the battle, and you have won the victory against darkness, and so we do not need to be afraid. Help us to not be afraid. Amen. This word just simply means yes, let it be yes. And we pray that this might cement all of the prayer we've had in this time, God. And we thank you for meeting us here. We thank you for encouraging us to take the space to be with you, God, in this time of prayer. And that as we go through the rest of our days, Lord, you might make yourself so present to us. Make your wisdom present to us and your love and your goodness. Help us to see you move in everything, God. Help us to say yes to every call that you have on our lives, to love you more and to trust you more. And we must ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Mother as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Joan of Arc, pray for us. Saint Jude, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, I hope you all enjoyed that. I just had a beautiful time of prayer too, so I hope that you did. And I'm excited to go back and listen to this. You know, sometimes I think there are moments of really struggling in prayer, and this is one of my favorite things to do when I am struggling in prayer, is to just go back to the Our Father or to listen to a meditation. And so I pray that this blesses you, and wherever you are, I just pray that you know how much God loves you and how close he is to you, because he is so close. All right. I love you all. Get back to work, or don't, because it's Thanksgiving. So enjoy your time with your family, and we'll see you next week. All right. Love y'all. Bye. Another episode of the Sunday Monday Show. If you liked it, if you enjoyed it, if you learned something, we would be so appreciative if you shared it with a friend. Shoot it in a text, post it on social media, whatever you want to do. Sharing these episodes helps more people find them. And while you're doing that, if you could rate and review these episodes, that would also be so appreciated. If you're looking for more, you can follow us on Instagram at thesundaymonday_, or visit us online at www.thesundaymonday.co, where we have tons of articles and free resources designed to help you be bold in your faith, work, and life. Until next time, thanks so much for being here. Get back to work. I love you all. Bye.